time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Talking to my producer, I was mentioning about a climate here up in Oregon. It's very nice. It's the same latitude as Israel, or south of France. And I was just musing on the idea that there's a cactus, I don't know the name of it, but in the high desert, it grows here and Israel and no other place on earth. I think it's myrtle tree, that grows here, only in Israel and here. Now, that's very interesting. It's a very interesting thing to be in Oregon. And there's only the two trees grow so far apart. How far is Israel away? 5,000 miles? 6,000 miles from here? And yet two trees grow here. I mean, two plants grow here in no other place on earth. There's something very interesting about that. I'll figure that out one of these days. Okay, well, let me give you the phone number and see if I can stir up some souls and make a little confession and talk to me about your problems. I'm like the dad you didn't have. I don't mean to be mean. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but it does hurt. Truth hurts. That, you know, that, generally speaking, that hurt is, well, is like the vampire in you. It's not you I'm hurting. There is no you. There is no me. I'm a vehicle I'm spoken through. And I'm acted through as you should be, but you're not. You're acted through differently from me. Even though you may have a kindly nature towards me, that's your potential. It's not your actuality yet. I can show you how to make that real. That if you have an affinity for what I'm saying, even through your pain, that's a good thing. It really is. Okay, now we're going to go to our calls in a few moments. We're going to go through this break. My name is Roy Masters. And the office number is 800-877-3227. My website or foundation website is a very good talk on there. When you open up the web page, right there, full screen, almost full screen, is a talk I give on Sunday morning. You ought to make an appointment with me on Sunday morning instead of going to your usual church. You sit at home and watch, or you can decide to watch it later on because it plays all week. Usually Sunday gets produced or reproduced on Wednesday. It takes time to edit and to burn it. And so into whatever they do. But then what I'm talking about is a technique that will help save you from 85% of everything that's wrong with you. If you have a leg, if you don't have a leg or something, I can't grow you a new leg. I'm sorry. And some people are blind and will see because they're not complete. It's not gone yet. All the parts are still there. You're just on the verge of losing your sight with diabetes. That will come back. Your heart problems can reverse. Mine did. I went to my cardiologist today for my yearly checkup. And so the nurse gave me his electrocardiogram. You know, 116 over 65 or something like that. Well, that's better than young folks. And then she looks at my legs and my feet. I've never seen like feet, legs and ankles like that. Now, what are you doing? Basically, it was a very pleasant conversation. And my doctor comes in. And remember, I've had heart surgery that failed. And then I had an accident six months ago, I was in an accident and had heart failure. First was a bypass that failed. And he's been my doctor ever since. He's a good guy. And he says, you know what? You beat the odds. You know, it proves I'm a living proof that you can come through anything. I've only got one more thing to go. I'm just waiting for it to happen. That's all. Just a matter of being patient. I mean, the real, real screw-up was the... well, I won't tell you what it is, because I don't want to spoil your lunch. But if you're ready, I can show you how to do all that. I can. But will you? Listen. Will you change your lifestyle in order for it to be? And give up, you know, the drugs that make you happy when you're not? All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, we had one angry person, didn't like anything that was said to that gentleman who was going through a little pain. He just called and cussed us all out and all the rest of it. If you have any complaints, you know, please give me a call, 866-88-83, and that's 800 number. And so the lines are open if you... There's not much business tonight because I'm on a roll here trying to point out that your country will not survive. You will not survive what's about to happen to you. You're almost done. And the only thing that can help you, the prophets of old try to warn Israel. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the principles that, you know, of old... You know, stand strong and steady, but you're not. They're not steady in you. And that you have to become perfect. You've got to become perfect. You ask me if I'm perfect? No, I'm not. So then you will say, well, why did you say you got to become perfect? I didn't say I was. I said, the word is become. Become perfect. Become is a process, in case you don't understand the syntax of that language. Become. Perfect. Jesus said it. No, in other words, be ye therefore perfect is lousy English. Be ye therefore. What the hell does that mean? Be ye therefore. Become. Good translation. Resist not evil, overcome it with good. What do you mean, resist? Don't resist it. But when preachers preach that, they make little pussycats out of their sheep. The average preacher preaches that you cannot be perfect, and that you have to love everyone, and that love will cure. But you don't know what love is. So they preach you that God loves you as you are, and you can't be perfect. Only Jesus can be perfect. So that lets you off the hook. And I say, in the scripture, it says become, and there's another word that's mistranslated and misunderstood, is resist not evil, overcome it with good. What a bad translation. Common sense has stood right on its head with the translation, and they go ahead and preach it to you, and like robots, you buy it. You don't question it. Resist not evil? That means you're going to love evil? You're going to give into it? You're going to bow your head before it? Are you crazy? Now let me translate it for you. I don't have to know enough of Hebrew or Greek. That doesn't make sense. The word clearly is mistranslated. One's a synonym. You know what a synonym is? You know what sin is? Well, that is when you mistranslate a word like that, you're a synonym. And I'm just playing with words here. But a synonym is another word for it that makes better sense or enhances the value of it or depreciates from it, because it can work either way. So take the word resist not and say resent not, because resentment is a form of resistance. Is that not correct? Now you've got to make sense. Resentment is what the enemy tries to do to you, wants you to resent them when they intimidate you. And if they succeed, your goose is cooked. They've got you, and you don't understand, and you find yourself wanting to give in to the enemy now, because the pain of resentment, which is another word of hatred, resentment is a subtle form of hatred, a form of hate that you never see until it's too late, and then you may never see it. And you hear people say, well, I resent that. I said, well, resentment is very dangerous. What do you mean? You want people to walk all over me? Is that what you want? No. I say, the two things will come from resentment. You walk over people because you upset them and they kowtow to you. Or people walk over you because you resent them, they're bullying, and you kowtow to them. That's all you've got. There's only two choices when you're upset. There's another way of saying it. Both bad. Be upset and give in and love, then that's weakness. And then exploit, that makes the enemy, adversary, powerful even in your own home. Even your dog will give you a hard time. Or a dog will lick you and mistake your face for the rear end of another dog. But you think you're being loved. See, you're so high on, you know, how the dog looks at you. He doesn't see your faults, I get it. That doesn't mean to say you shouldn't love the dog. It's not the dog's fault that you use it or misuse it that way. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen. My friends, do I have friends out there? Can't you handle a little honest criticism so that you might take a look at yourself and stop looking for the feelings that make you feel good about yourself? That's the worst thing in the world, is look for someone to lift you up, for an inspirational preacher or speaker. You don't need that. All he makes is money. You feel all of a buzz, you leave there, and you're not any better. You never will be. Not possible. Inspirational people outspire you. I'm inspiring you. But to do that, I have to be unpopular. I have to tell you that resentment is a sin. A very dangerous, deadly sin, and that it carries with it a disease-causing entity. That is the kind of person that when a soldier comes back from the war, he is indelibly printed with more than just trauma. Something has made a home in him, and it's like the Manchurian candidate. It's in him as a person telling him what to do, and it's always the worst, and then eventually telling him to kill himself. And psychiatry can't understand that. Psychiatry only has one knowledge. Pill, 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 pill. That's it. Treatment, 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 treatment. Doesn't work. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Or studying the brain and seeing what glows and what doesn't glow under a microscope and MRI. You miserable lot. You cut out God and you play God. That's what the medicine does now. Well, not all doctors, of course. There's good ones out there. You good ones like me. You dumb souls out there. You growl all you want. I'm going to help people. All right, let's take our calls. But you need to call my office to get a free copy of the CDs, my Christmas present. It's actually, I give it all year round, but since it's Christmas, I just call it a Christmas present. Because I give this. The internet makes it possible to give things of great value so that there's no material things involved, although there's great cost in setting it up. I mean, you know how much a good website costs to build, I tell you, and to maintain. So there is a huge cost involved. Never mind, you know, if 1 billion people download it, it's just as cheap as one. And so go to the website and download Be Still and Know. And then we're going to make a front page out of that. I'm going to have a picture of a big CD, and so it's prominent. And so you get some, you see its quality. What you're getting is quality, what you'll see it. Right now it's up in the corner, right-hand corner, and it'll be up there tomorrow or so, the next day, where you'll see it. And then you'll see what it is. It's just CD. And there's a book you can get if you want to. All right, let me take out a call. Mary had a little lamb in Las Vegas. Hello, Mary. Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, no. Am I supposed to be speaking to Mary? Okay. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm having a difficult time with my daughter.
Are you a single mother?
No.
Well, where's your husband?
Oh, he's here.
Well, why doesn't he deal with your daughter? Why do you have to deal with
it? I don't know.
That's what men are for.
I know.
So maybe I should talk to him?
No, he doesn't know I'm calling.
Okay. well, you see, he's put the load on you, hasn't he?
Yes.
So you resent him, right?
Yes, I do.
You resent him for putting the responsibility of bringing up your daughter. You're not capable. I mean, it's very rare the woman's capable of bringing up children, even though the law says they're the most, they're the best choice. They're not. Men are. That's why you marry a man, to help bring you up as well as the kids.
Right.
Because women are naughty little kids, basically, and intimacy usually causes a lot of trouble, even when you're married. So it's best. What does the Dalai Lama say about that? And I'll get back to the lady. What did he say about it? Do you have it handy?
Let me see. I have it right here.
You do have it?
It says sex invariably.
Every now and then he says something interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, he says sex invariably spells trouble, says the Dalai Lama.
You're damn right.
He says sex spelt fleeting satisfaction and trouble later, while chastity offered a better life and more freedom.
It does.
He says conjugal life caused too many ups and downs. He said that the consolation in celibacy is that although we miss something, but at the same time, compare whole life, it's better, more independence, more freedom. And he says too much attachment toward children, toward your partner, was one of the obstacles or hindrances of peace of mind, he said.
But he doesn't tell you what attachment is. Attachment to people is a substitute for the completion to God. You complete yourself to others and you put them on pedestals and you appoint them and then you get disappointed to them and you appoint another one and you get disappointed in that one. And you set up everybody up to fail, including yourself. That's the end of that one. But anyway, let's take our call. Las Vegas is on the line. Dear young lady, are you meditating?
Yeah.
And has it been helpful?
Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's...
Now, what is the... What do you think... you've heard me speak for the last half an hour or so. I think you've been listening for the first hour, haven't you? Even in the meditation, I focus on one thing. That one thing is drop the resentment in the next moment. And in other words, it's not something I tell you to do, because you can tell a person not to be resentful, and because he doesn't have the power, because he's not in control of his life or her life, he's just an animal. He just reacts like an animal and forgets he's human. But what you need to do is find your human, and which is God-given. It's called grace. And so then when you're subject to that in your mind, deep in your mind, if you find a way to where the door is, there's a place, and that's where the meditation brings you to that door, and you knock and it opens. And he comes in and he converts your loyalty. Instead of reacting to your kids and your husband and everything that's wrong out there, you find yourself not reacting to them, as evidence that you have a different master. You can't serve both. The good book says you cannot serve God and the world. You respond to one and not the other. You hate one and love the other. And you've got to be careful about your reacting. You mustn't listen to what the psychiatrists or the experts say. They know nothing about what I do. And so may I suggest that it's not you that has to give up anger. You have to find a certain grace that you've lost as a child. It's always there. It's always been there, but it follows you as a pain that you think is the enemy. It isn't. That's why being still is painful. You want to run out of the room. But if you're going to deal with this, you have to find grace, because you have no authority over that child, and that child knows it. Without that authority, you only make that child worse. And then you feel guilty, and you try harder to be strong, or then you try alternating being too strong and too weak. And you hate your husband. The more you hate your husband, the more you even resent your own kid, because he doesn't listen, doesn't mind. But you don't see yourself as the part of it, the center of it. And you married a man that, I guess, is weak. That's why you're calling me.
Yeah.
And so you're a control freak, basically, because you wouldn't marry a man that's weak unless you were a control freak. You have to look at that. You've got to be careful what you wish for. You might get it. But then that has a history to it, because you probably had a bad dad or something, bad experiences with men in your life. So being hurt, you decided that if you had a weak person, you'd be okay. But now you have to be the strong one, and you ain't got it. It calls on you, and it isn't there. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So come on now. You just go back to the meditation, and otherwise, I don't know if you can leave it to your husband, because he's weak. So you only have me to sort of gently nudge you in the right direction. So just back off from this. How old is your daughter?
18.
Well, it's a bit late.
Yeah.
It's a bit late.
I've been going through...
You know, it's a bit late. Not much you can do now. You know, if it was 8, she was 8 or 10 or 12 maybe. But she might see a change in you. But I would let her go. You know, you might let her go. And let it go. And in your mind, drop the responsibility. Because you're tied to her out of guilt. And she wants to run from you. She resents you for that. You're robbing her of, well... But she's so angry with you that she's becoming you. See, the thing is? So you're fighting yourself in her. It's like an evolution of dinosaurs. And the nature of you is growing in her to fight you.
You know, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't know if there's a right way.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe I'm afraid. I feel like I'm afraid to...
To sit quietly. I get it. You're afraid to sit quietly. Unless you do, there's no help. Look, the Bible says it very clearly. Be still and know that I am God and you ain't, nor is anybody else. And you'll experience it. Be still and you get the experience. Now, I have to be still in a very special way, which has been kept secret for, you know, a couple thousand years now. It just would... Religion got spirituality became religion and rote learning and idols and verse and chapter and Jesus this and Jesus that, no disrespect intended. But that doesn't work. Well, that's all I can tell you. So I don't see, you know, much flowing out of you. So you call again.
Okay.
And go back to the drawing boards. We're going to take another call. Ladies and gentlemen, call my office. And support the program with your tax-deductible donations. Very important. I have the knowledge to help this country. I do. I just need a bigger soapbox built with your money. That's all. And so whatever you can spare, thank you. If you've spared it, also thank you. So what can I say? This is not an easy program to do. This is not the program that makes sponsors happy. So I don't even think people listen to me are that happy. But this is a necessary thing. This is a wonderful media to do it in. The media has destroyed you. Your family turned down the building blocks of your nation, of your values, your virtue, the principles upon which this country was founded, you strayed away from them. You're just gelatinous mountains of protoplasm. That's all. No life, no meaning. Eat, drink, drug, sit, watch TV, gossip, judge. Yuck. That's what I say. And so you have now drawn the worst person up to rule you, in my opinion. Just like you got all the wrong friends, but you think they're right. Because their friends make you feel good, but they lie to you. And you love lies. Lies are easy. Do you understand when somebody praises you, they're lying to you? I mean, there's a certain magic influence, a hypnotic influence when somebody praises you and gives you a gift, gives you some kind of benefit. And you fall for that. You fall. You fall for the rush of worth. You worthless creature. So now, how did you get there? Because, well, maybe you were spoiled to begin with. Or, conversely, you were degraded, so you feel worthless. Now you're looking for worth, but you find yourself drawn to the same kind of people who now lie to you, and when you marry it, it pulls off the mask, and you're married to the wrong person again. It's like your mom or dad. I get it. I don't know what they have a word for when you can actually put this into a formula, a logarithm, or whatever they call it. There's a way you can reduce all this to the fact that everybody is Adam and Eve making the same mistake over and over again, over the same mistake exactly, except choiceless. Man comes to woman and falls, cries out for the hell in her, and it rises. And he scratches his wooden head. He thinks that's love. He goes back to the scene of the crime, and he doesn't realize the history or the mystery of it. So, but the mystery is very real, because the relationship of men and women are exactly the same as Adam in his fallen state, where he's transferred his loyalty from what he knows is right in his heart, God, to the spoken word. Her lips move and lies come out. She can't help herself because women can't help themselves when they dress themselves up pretty and suck you right in. And then end up both miserable. You draw up the worst in her to nurture the worst in you. Nice knowing you. Now look at your Bible in a different light. Try to look at me in a different light. 866. 8883, that's the number if you want to call. And my office number is 800-877-3227. Call if you know what's good for you. Don't, if you find this offensive, better not call. You're not going to anyway. But if you find a glimmer of something in what I'm saying, I've said a resentment is, learn to overcome that resentment, and that's the key to life. Basically, and I know you said Jesus is the key to life, but what do you think I'm talking about? Words are not the key to life. I'm hinting. Reaction, resentment, aggravation, upset. These are the emotions that transfer your loyalty to everything that's wrong, everyone that's wrong, and draw up a sense of worth that's worthless. It establishes a relationship, a love-hate thing. They talk about it all the time. It's like it's a big joke. It's killing you. Okay, I can fix that. I mean, I can show you how to fix it. It's inside you. It's just waiting to unfold. Call the office. 800-877-3227. And box 1000, post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. FHU.com is the website. We'll be right back.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.
Oh, yes, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm not asking you to buy anything, although we do have Christmas specials that are half off, so, but you have to call the office or go to the website, and I think they're up there. And so they, you know, I haven't looked at the website myself today. I've been so busy. And I'm supposed to call Connie. Hi, Connie, if you're listening. You know, to look at what you did, and I didn't. Sorry. But that's some artwork that's going to be up there with the CD, Be Still and Know. But you still get it. It's in the corner up there, you know, right-hand corner, silver disc. Download it and learn how to be free from fear, anger, anxiety. And all your problems go away, and everything is so nice and smooth and easy. I can help you smooth things out so that when you go to school, with your studying, being a dad or a mom, or going to, you see that life effortless. Effortless. Well, then you might think, that's why would it be effortless? I don't get any credit when I don't do something. No, you give the credit to God when it happens to you, see. You know what happened to Moses, don't you? Then he struck the rock and the water came out of it when everybody was famished. And he took the credit for it. That's the reason why he didn't enter. God wouldn't allow him to enter into Israel as a punishment. You can't say, I don't get credit for what happens through me. See, that's the right way. I don't achieve anything. Seek first the kingdom. That's the first thing you achieve, a relationship. And then life flows. You have your protective shield around you. So you get to people in a good way, they can't get to you in a bad way. What more do you want? I mean, you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I get it. Call my office. 800-877-3227. I repeat. 877-3227. Send money, please. Keep me on the air. I can't keep things going. It's Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And then, let's see, fhu.com, Sunday Morning Talks, right on that front page, the home page. It plays when you open. Watch and listen whenever you can. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, Mike is listening to me. I hope he's my board op. Tell Brian on the internet that if he listens very carefully and he meditates, he can overcome his sexual addiction by... He's listening to me right now. But I got to take this next call. And he can call again. It's not on the subject, but just quickly... There's two things he has to do. Stop resenting his conditioning or the tormenting thought, because that's like resenting a woman who tempts you. So it's the woman inside him that keeps getting to him. It's not really a woman, it's a spirit that makes this that makes his thoughts dance in a way that sucks him in. So just stand back from it. As long as he's meditating, if he hasn't meditated, do let me know in the next session and he can call tomorrow. All right, but let him listen because I may have time for him. Go ahead now. We're going to go to Joseph and Katon. K-D-W-N, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi. Roy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for my call.
You're welcome.
I agree with everything you just finished saying, because I've experienced it. And I wanted to let the lady that just called a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
that I had the same fears when I started meditating. And the way I overcame it is that I felt that I had to trust in God to overcome the fear and to make yes. sure that He was protecting me while I was meditating. That's how I...
Well, let me see if I can express it in another way. By the way, I want to tell Joseph that I'm hearing an echo coming back somewhere, so he can tend to it. Yeah, okay, thanks. Let me see now. Well, it's okay to say it that way, but let me see if I can refine it so it's easier. Because the pain you are feeling, as I said to the first person that called this evening, I don't know, we had a very interesting time with a gentleman first called this evening. And he's really emotionally distraught, and he got better. But I guided him through it, and as I want to do with you, and you don't need to think like that, oh, it's okay, because it's true. But it's because the tendency to think tends to get in the way of the doing, meaning you need to step back from the thinking and watch what's trying to make you think that it's you, that it's what you want, see? And that's the difficult part, because it doesn't like the light in you to look at it. So the pain that you feel, so this is, you understand it this way, is the light that you love giving, burning that dark side of you, which you have identified with, so it actually feel its pain. See, so you're so attached to something, it's almost like if you're too attached to a person, your children, or your wife, and something happens to your wife, it's like something happening to you. It's sympathy. And you've transferred your affinity, a relationship, so that what the other person feels, you feel. That's not healthy. So, but it's also now in you. Whatever was outside you has a way of getting in there and making a home in you. And so therefore, when you stand back to the light so that you have an opportunity for a new life, new life force, it is very typical of the popular vampire thing, because there's something has made a home in you that isn't you, but it's lived with you all your life, and you think it's you, it's thought to you, it makes you feel everything. You feel what it thinks, feels, and you think what it thinks, and you think it's you feeling and thinking, and you wanting, and you do it to your chagrin, your downfall. So now the light, which is God, but you doesn't have to have a name. Doesn't have a name, doesn't need a name Jesus, it doesn't need a name God. Light, good enough. And that's what he is, that's the light. It's a different kind of light than the solar light. It helps you to see in depth the things, the hidden things. Monkeys, people with monkey brains, they can't see that. People with monkey brains are listening to me and getting, laughing at me. That's because they have no light. And they're laughing to overcome their embarrassment and their anger. See that? So if you will just understand that light is the nature of God shining in you, real, and it's shining through you, and you're becoming objective, and you've overcome your fear because, as you said it in your own words, you know that it's God operating through you and taking care of things. I get that, and I like what you said, and I just want to embellish it a little bit. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, you know, your meditation has changed my life.
Yeah, well, it isn't the meditation, it's God. I delivered you to who can, but it's not the words. See, the words fall away, and then you don't have to remember them. Except, in principle, you have it. It's a living thing now. You see, words can bring you, take you from the truth, as the first scene in the Garden of Paradise, like words seduce. Also, but words can also be loaded with love and understanding and help you to find what you've lost. That's it.
Well, it's been a wonderful experience.
I'm glad you.
Thank you. And thank you very much for your help.
My pleasure. It's my job. That's all. Just doing my job. on duty for the last 48 years. Maybe another 48 years, who knows. All right, thank you very much. Now we're going to go to Casey in Montana, XM. Hello, Casey.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Oh, good, thank you.
Good. I had a question, Roy. I'm getting some body change.
Yes, how do you mean body change?
Well, something's wanting out, and...
Yes.
So it's, I think some of what you just spoke about has spoke to what I'm
Yes. In other words, it was speaking to you.
Yeah. And I think I'm just going to have to work through this.
You can. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult.
It takes time, then.
It's painful. It's embarrassing. It's like someone scratching their fingers on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
you know, it screams.
And I'm speaking truth, and that is aggravating to some.
Yeah, you're speaking truthfully, like I speak truthfully. I'm not speaking truth, which is preaching. Just being truthful, you know. Your fly's open. You know, that's truthful. You know what I mean? It's just truthful. Whatever it is.
So I just work through this as it comes, and
you'll be fine.
All right.
I can hear it in you. Are you a trucker?
Yes, sir. We met here a few weeks ago.
Oh, I remember you.
Yes, sir.
You'll be fine. It's something you have to go through, and it passes. And if you're willing just to take the pain and not resent the giver of the pain, the giver of the pain is not a bad thing, and the giver of pleasure is not always good either, is he?
No.
See, so. So you're given the ability to discern the pain and not resent it, and the fact that you don't resent it means you're on the right track.
All right, then. I will let someone else in. I hope you have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. And we enjoyed speaking with you. Always happy for everybody. Now I had a chance to talk to that person with a sex problem, and he just dropped off. All right. Well, all right, then. And so there's lines open now if you would like to call. And I think we have a few minutes before the break, and we've got just enough time for one more person. It's been a good evening, and it seemed like the best of people have been calling. See? I had one lady who didn't understand, but she wanted to, but I was able to explain a few things to her and send her back to the drawing boards. But now, I'd like to send you back to the drawing boards. You don't have a drawing board. You need the meditation. You need the Be Still and Know meditation. And it's free on the web. Look, it's such a simple, beautiful procedure. It is painful. Like I'm painful. You know why I'm painful? Because I'm reminding you. I'm the conscience that's lived, that you haven't. So you see in me what you've left behind in yourself, and I awaken that and remind you of what you've forgotten, but maybe don't want to remember because it hurts. But it doesn't really hurt because it's not you. The beautiful thing about this concept is that you're not the one that's hurting, because what's hurting is that which is within you that shouldn't be there, that nature. That nature was given to you by experiences, untoward experiences. You know, our bad upbringings, school, I don't know, there's all kinds of experiences. Church can do it. You know, nuns can do it. People in places, high places, authority, it's always associated with authority. And every authority that's ungodly will do it to you. You know, sort of bite you, get to you, and then draw you in your ignorance, naivete, a better word, because we're all born, as the good book says it very clearly, we're born subject to sin. See? You're born on the same pig farm as everybody else came from, with the same farmer. You don't care what he does with you. Even in the best of societies, it will sooner or later deteriorate, because it's always there lurking to take you away from what your forefathers fought. And you'll be another nation buried under the rubble. You'll see, if you don't wake up. Now you can wake up. You have media. You have talk radio. You have Fox. And not much else. And we're good for you. And I'm better for you, because they tell you about politics. I tell you about you, who have distorted the value of politics because your nature is so depraved. And you know it is your nature so depraved. Generally, even the best of you, it has a certain depravity about it. The tendency is to draw upon rich or poor something that makes you feel better. I should give perfect pathetic advantage of that. What was the name of Anna Nicole? What was the name of that lady?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, she had sex with a dead person. She might just as well. And you made him feel happy for the last moment of his life, and they sent him straight to hell, and she followed a little later. So, and everybody wondered about this, and she became a superstar, because she screwed with an old man that's dying, got his money. Hooray! Well, that's the kind of government you're going to get. It's bad. You just don't see it coming. You just don't. You're just blind. There's none so blind as though won't see it. And I'm trying to wake you up, and I'm having a hard time. But anyway, 866-8883, that's the number to call on the radio program. 800-877-3227, that's the number to call the office. 800-877-CALL-THE-OFFICE for a free CD. If you can pay a little something, that'd be good, because we're dealing with material. But the website, there's no strings attached at all, because it's there. You just download it. Okay, and thank you very much. Oh, well, here we are again. I have a slew of books. Some of them you've never heard of before, like Beyond the Known, Surviving the Comfort Zone. I'm telling you, the comfort zone is where hell really lurks. Everyone and everything that cheers you up and makes you feel good is a liar. Now, it doesn't mean to say that they do it purposely, but you look for the approval, and you can actually trick people into liking you. And they do like you, but you misuse their affection to get high on it, see? And then you become addicted to doing nice things for them, and they don't understand why you're doing that, but they let you do it. And then you start hating them, and you can't stop them liking you because you need it. That's what you're built of, lies. So you're actually deceiving them with your service or servitude. And after a while, they want to pull away. See, there's all kinds of complications to life that you don't see. Unless I talk to you about it, you'll never see it. The chances are that you'll see that what I'm going to teach you or show you here is zero in life. Like 0.001%. That's it. And then you die that way, just looking for something that seems to escape you. But seek and you shall find, and you cross the dial, and I'm the door's opening. My whole life is dedicated to this. You can't find fault in what I'm saying. I'm not asking you anything except wake up. And if you don't want to wake up, that's up to you. Because you may not even know, you're so asleep, you may not even know what the hell I'm talking about. All right. Anyway, call my office, get the CD. It's free. If you can pay the postage, that will help. Thank you. And it doesn't matter if you can't pay the postage, we'll still send it to you. What more can I do? Go to the website, then you don't have to make a call, then you can download it, and then you don't have to talk to us anymore. Just get better. All right, but if those of you who got better usually help us. We appreciate it when you get better, not a day before. Thank you. 866-8883, that's the phone number of the program, and 800-877-3227 is the office number.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now we're going to go to Joel in the XM radio. I like the XM people. They're just an intelligent lot. Are you there, Joel?
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for your show. I just stumbled upon it a couple of weeks ago, and I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Well, to get to the point, I was raised through the Protestant Christian Church, going to non-denominational churches and schools all my life. I'm 29 at this point,
mm-hmm.
and... For a while there, I'd say up until I was probably 23 or 24, I had a very intense desire to know God, like many of the stories that I'd read and heard and studied and been taught to learn. And then after a while, common sense started to kick in. I started to realize that I was a parrot, and though I had had some probably some genuine experiences inside my heart, most of what I had and what I had to say was like a robot or a parrot to someone who was trained to say it, and I was very convinced about it. And then after a while, I started to think that everything that I had been told, I was knowing God based on hearsay, and over the past several years of my life, I've really been wanting to know God the way that I think perhaps someone like maybe David knew him when he talked about your word is lamp to my feet, a light to my path, and
mm-hmm.
On and
yes.
on meditate day and night, and he would say these things, but I came to realize he probably wasn't talking about Leviticus or Deuteronomy or Numbers or the word that he had at the time that would have been passed down as possibly canonical, but that he was actually hearing from God or somewhere down
he was he was experiencing it. He was experiencing it, not just verses and chapters.
That's what I'm
trying to get people to do. You probably haven't got my CD yet, and you probably informed enough to have a computer. Sounds like you would have one, right? And then you can download it this evening and see if you don't get the benefit you're looking for right away.
All right. Does it go into your techniques of meditation?
Well, the meditation is only 20 minutes. I can just, basically it's very simple. It is so simple a 5-year-old can do it right away.
All right.
So it's very beautifully simple. If it was difficult, nobody could do it. They make everything complex in the church and they make it difficult for you. It's like the whole life trying to get to God and not succeeding. No, it is simple. It is learning to become detached from thoughts. And it's a simple exercise. I'm running out of time right now. But if you call me tomorrow, I can deal with it in greater detail. But if you will download it, you'll burn it quickly. Go to your room quietly and just listen to it first to see if there's nothing in it, there's no harm in it. And then practice it. Just do it once. Close your eyes and just be aware of that place in your forehead, like looking at your eyelids from the inside, they light up, and your hands begin to tingle warm. And if you'll just do that, that's all of a sudden, you experience what David and the prophets of old experienced. But but they couldn't share it with people. They didn't have the media that we have right now. So I'm grateful for the media. I'm grateful for this country, because I couldn't be anywhere on earth. I couldn't be doing this.
All right. Well, I will do that, and maybe I'll check back in with you. Thanks for your help, Roy.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to hear from you. I don't mean to be rude when I say that you're a church bot. I mean, you will never find it being a church bot. You won't find it being a Roy bot. Some people run from being church bots into be Roy bots. I don't want you to put me on a pedestal. I just want you to hear what I say and let it resonate inside you as an awakening. And not just repeating, verses and chapters and learning me and studying me. Just listen, let it go through one ear, come out the other, see what wakes up. I mean, that's it. What more do you want? But it's hard because you've been pressured to absorb, imbibe, study, learn, struggle. Will. No, that will is not good. Willful. Just let go of your anger. That's all. That's it. And stop looking for love in all the wrong places, outside. Break those little strings. Don't leave this earth attached to anything. That doesn't mean to say you're cold. You're just not attached. You're like the dog whisperer. He's not attached to his dogs. If he was, he loved his dogs. The dogs love him. He loves those dogs, but he's not attached to them. That's what makes him master. And the dogs don't want him to descend to his level. They bite him otherwise for descending. People will bite you. 866. Well, let me see. The office number. Let me give you that. 800-877-3227. Call for the free CD. And if you pay this postage, thank you, it helps. Or a donation, that helps too. But the website is fhu.com. And that's downloadable, but you don't have to call. It's just there for the taking. It'll help you, you see. Thanks for supporting the program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. We'll be right back.
Did you know that anger, resentment, and frustration are all forms of hate?
How do you overcome your problems with this power? Forgiving, patient endurance. This is absolutely flawless control. That's how you undo. If you learn to find that love in your heart, you can't hate and you don't need love. There's a temptation to hate, which is found in that little word called resentment. Resentment is hate. Don't ever think it otherwise. Let's put it on a scale. 1,000 resentments equals one big hate, and a big disease, and a big depression, and a big cancer.
If you're ready, Roy Masters can help you overcome every single difficult issue you face. Contact the Foundation of Human Understanding by visiting the website at fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Visit fhu.com. If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?" He said,
"Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday.